The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Our new leader is full of surprises, negative ones. He is on the job training and behaving strangely as a leader of the greatest country still on the planet. First going to Europe and apologizing for us, then South America and playing footsie with dictators, and now a new first. This administration is opening a despicable, unprecedented door to go back and judge and possibly criminalize the previous administration for keeping us safe for the past 8 years. We're talking waterboarding, which I totally approve of as a tool to obtain valuable information to save the lives of many Americans and fighting soldiers. Folks, we are at war. Waterboarding is a few-minute discomfort. Does not kill. It scares. It's not torture. In war, receiving a bullet is torture. Or dying, or losing limbs, or being blind is torture. All war is torture. And if we expect to fight war by being politically correct or compassionate, let's not. Let's not engage in war at all. Let's just capitulate to the enemy. There's nothing else to do if you give your military parameters or choose to judge previous administrations. Why don't we go back to Bill Clinton? When president, he lied under oath. What is more despicable than that? As president, he was a role model for all American children. So when he lied, students cheated and lied even on their exams. And let's go back further to President Carter, the worst and stupidest president we ever had. Let's punish him for giving away the Panama Canal. Now China is running the canal. Let's stop this PC insanity, or we will lose our country altogether. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.